And now, let's do the numbers. Mosley Braun's decision to drop out and back Dean seems to be a secondary factor behind MSNBC's poll that puts Lek Kerry in the lead in Iowa. Dean shares still lead the market, but he's down 7 cents to 52. Kerry's headed in the other direction. He's up 4 cents from yesterday's close of 5. Not much change elsewhere. Clark holds steady at 23. Gephardt's at 4. Clinton and Lieberman both trade at 1 cent a share. You were expecting maybe the Dow Jones Industrials and the NASDAQ? These figures are the latest numbers from the Iowa electronics market, and joining us now to explain what that is Robert Forsyth. He teaches economics at Tippie College at the University of Iowa, and he's co-founder of the Iowa electronics market. He's with us by phone from his office in Iowa City. Thanks for being with us.
Yep, good afternoon, Neil. Good to be here.
So what's the electronics market?
Well, we've been in operation since 1988, and we trade futures contracts, where the futures contracts are given value by the fact that when an event occurs, and in this case we're talking about political events, certain contracts will pay off according to what happened at the event. So I'll give you an idea. We're running a Democratic nomination market that you just reviewed the prices on, and in that market, once the convention is over and the official nominee has been named, contracts in that nominee will pay off $1 a contract, and contracts in the other candidates will expire worthless.
So at the end of the day, somebody's shares are going to be worth $1 each, and everybody else's are going to be worthless.
That's exactly right.
Can anybody make money doing this?
Oh, they sure do, and they also lose money. It's really a zero-sum game that we run. That people open up accounts with us, and they can invest between $5 and $500, and we'll get their own account, which they can log into and trade away. And if you think Dean is undervalued at 52 cents currently, you can be buying up contracts in Dean. If you think he's overvalued, you can be selling them off.
And why did you start this?
Well, we started, as I said, back in 1988. There were four of us that were social scientists, and three of us were economists. And a market's sort of a natural thing to an economist, and we were curious as to whether a market like this could predict the outcome of a decidedly non-market event like an election.
And how does it do?
It is, since 88, and we've run not only on presidential elections, but in quite a number of other elections in this and other countries, our margin of error week before the election runs about 1.5%.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, we're quite proud of it.
I did notice that on one name on that shares list that didn't seem to be right, and that's Clinton.
Yeah, that was this market's been running for must be almost a year now, and if you remember back a year or so ago, there was still speculation that Senator Clinton might become a candidate in this year's race, so we included her.
If you wanted to take the long shot that nobody gets the nomination and they have to draft Hillary Clinton at the convention, you get a pretty good price on that.
Yeah, you can pick her up for a penny today, and in August, return her for a dollar.
As you look at today's numbers, what do the tea leaves tell you?
Well, the tea leaves tell us that the prices in this market, the interpretation of them is the probability of the candidate, corresponding candidate, receiving the nomination. And so what the numbers are telling us is that Howard Dean, our traders believe, has a 52% chance of being the next nominee, followed by General Clark at 23 cents, followed by Kerry at a dime, followed by a contract we call Rest the Field, none of the above, which is also selling at a dime. And that Rest of Field probably reflects Edwards' improvement in the race, because he's probably the major candidate that we haven't listed separately yet.
Robert Forsyth, thanks very much, and good luck to you.
Thank you very much. Been good talking with you.
Robert Forsyth is the co-founder of the Iowa Electronic Market. He joined us from his office at Tillie College at the University of Iowa. For a link to the market's website, visit our website at npr.org and go to the Talk of the Nation page. Here's an email we got from Mary Howard, a 1998 Republican candidate for state senate in Iowa. Your speaker earlier, she said users need to get out to the caucuses for the entire night. That is not correct. There's usually a vote to suspend the rules and hold the vote first. Thus, most people stay only about an hour and leave before the rest of the caucus is done. So that clarification, and we thank her for emailing on that. It might take the whole evening, but it's going to take longer than casting a vote on a machine. We'll be back next week with more talk of politics. Ira Flatow will be here tomorrow. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.